The reality of a vaccine, presidential debate rules, and sugary subs. This is your TLDR News daily briefing for Thursday, October the 1st. The first story in the briefing today relates to a stark warning from scientists. Although many of us are just waiting for the purported ticket out of the pandemic that is a coronavirus vaccine, we might just be setting the bar a bit too high. Although a vaccine is likely to be completed, the likelihood that it will put us back to normal by spring is seeming unlikely. A report from researchers at the Royal Society have claimed that the path to a successful vaccine is long, and rolling it out to a population takes time. Professor Nilay Shah, head of chemical engineering at Imperial College London, has claimed that the rolling out stage of a vaccine takes time and will not simply be completed in a month. This stage could take 6 to 12 months. So, assuming that everything goes perfectly and we have a working vaccine by the end of the year, it could take until the end of next year to have a vaccine rolled out across the UK. This isn't to say we don't have things to look forward to, though, just that we all need to be a bit more patient. In US news today, it has been announced following the presidential debate this week that the rules will be made more strict for both candidates going forward. Both candidates were particularly rowdy, with interruptions and insults a common feature of the event. As a response to this, the non-partisan commission that regulates the debates has decided to be more strict in the upcoming debates about interruptions from candidates, possibly even turning off the microphone of the candidate as a punishment. We will see exactly how this will work in the next presidential debate. In Irish news today, Subway has been told by their Supreme Court that they cannot legally consider their subs to be bread because they contain too much sugar. The reason this case went to the Supreme Court was because of the VAT the franchise were paying for the subs. The company claimed it should not have to pay any VAT on them, as it is a type of bread which is not subject to the tax. However, following the court's decision, based on the high sugar content, the subs will be charged a VAT rate of 13.5%. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's daily briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.
The Daily Briefing is a TLDR News podcast brought to you by 326 Limited. It was written and recorded by Ben Blissett. Production assistance comes from Jack Kelly, and the executive producer of The Daily Briefing is Jack Kelly. Learn more about TLDR News at tldrnews.co.uk or by searching for TLDR on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.